KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 55 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy skies here today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially more toward midday and afternoon, a high around 66. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marcia, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. An investigation into a report of a bloody woman and man in the area of 29th and Avenue B in Council Bluffs earlier this morning resulted in two women being arrested on burglary and other charges. Bluffs police say 23-year-old Hope Nicole Walking Bull and 32-year-old Jerry Ray Stabler, both of Council Bluffs, were arrested for burglary, disorderly conduct, and public intoxication. They suffered minor lacerations during their alleged break-in from coming into contact with broken glass. The pair were brought to the Pottawatomie County Jail and held on $25,000 bond each. Authorities say Council Bluffs police were notified shortly after midnight that one of the two persons who was bloody at the scene allegedly attempted to break into a residence before assaulting the 23-year-old male homeowner. Upon arrival, the officers located two intoxicated female parties covered in blood, matching the description of the burglary suspects. Walking Bull and Stabler were positively identified by the victim as being the burglars and assailants. The victim homeowner reported minor injuries but refused medical treatment. A Council Bluffs man is in custody following a rollover accident late Monday night in Pottawatomie County. Council Bluffs police, along with fire and rescue personnel, responded to the 53-mile marker of Interstate 29 for a single-vehicle rollover accident at around 11 p.m. Authorities say 24-year-old Andrew Buss of Council Bluffs was driving a 2005 Chevy Silverado pickup southbound on I-29 when he lost control of the vehicle, which rolled over on the roadway. Bus reported that he had swerved to miss a deer on the road, but he was arrested for failure to maintain control and on suspicion of operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated. A couple of lanes of the interstate had to be shut down for a short time until the vehicle could be removed from the roadway. A traffic stop Monday evening in Elliott resulted in the arrest of a woman for driving while barred. 31-year-old Sarah Beth Ewing of Elliott was taken into custody at around 7:10 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where her bond was set at $2,000. The Adair County Sheriff's Office says two men were arrested on trespass, theft, and other charges Saturday afternoon in Bridgewater. 52-year-old Michael Kurt Farney of West Des Moines faces charges that include trespass, theft in the fourth degree, felony possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, third or subsequent offense, and four moving violations. 27-year-old Matthew Dean Johnson of Fontenelle was arrested for trespass and theft in the fourth degree. The theft charge is with regard to a walnut tree that was cut down on property without the owner's permission. Farney was being held in the Adair County Jail on $5,000 bond, while Johnson was later released on $1,000 bond. Sheriff Vandewater reports also that 21-year-old Dominique Lauren Peterson of Sioux City was arrested April 18th at the Woodbury County Jail on an Adair County warrant for probation violation. Her bond was set at $10,000. And 30-year-old Daniel Fritz Reeves of Sioux City was arrested April 19th at the Woodbury County Jail on an Adair County warrant for violation of probation. His bond was also set at $10,000. In our funeral announcements, Lloyd Nelson, age 89, of Kimbleton, died Thursday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Lloyd Nelson will be this morning at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Neva Compton, age 94, of Guthrie Center, died April 15th. Graveside services for Neva Compton will be this afternoon at 1:30 at the Bear Grove Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Judy Ann Scheffler, age 67, of Hancock, died Friday. Services for Judy Scheffler will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Silver Creek United Methodist Church. Recon V Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Kenneth Struble, age 92, of Exira, died Saturday. A celebration of life memorial service for Kenneth Struble will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Mary Bowen, age 100, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Mary Bowen will be Thursday at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Kenneth Lappy Sr., age 74, of Atlantic, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Kenneth Lappy Sr. will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Luella Mankey, age 96, of Manning, died Sunday. Funeral services for Luella Mankey will be held Friday at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Frederick Rector, age 57, who is originally from Panora, died February 23rd in Fort Dodge. Memorial services for Frederick Rector will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Lucille Bentley, age 98, of Oakland, died Sunday at the Oakland Manor. Memorial services for Lucille Bentley will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Leon Lundy, age 78, of Greenfield, died Thursday. A celebration of life service for Leon Lundy will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield, with a luncheon to follow at the church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Alice Bixler, age 94, of Anita and formerly of Atlantic, died February 7th. Graveside services for Alice Bixler will be Saturday at 11:30 at the Carl Cemetery. Pearson Family Funeral Service in Corning has the arrangements. Brian Rutherford, age 58, of Atlantic, died April 9th. Celebration of Life potluck for Brian Rutherford will be held at noon on Sunday at the Sunnyside Park Camlin Edition in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Brad Yarger, age 65, of Arkansas, died Friday in Missouri. Services for Brad Yarger are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Dennis Houston, age 62, of Atlantic and formerly of Des Moines, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Dennis Houston are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Ruth Tibben, age 93, of Anita, died Monday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab. Services for Ruth Tibben are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Anita. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.